Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Truck drivers, Schneider has new and improved driving opportunities available now in Chicago. A new dedicated account, increased intermodal driver pay, and more. Schneider recruiters will be in Chicagoland soon to answer your questions and get you started quickly, including same-day interview potential. Hiring events February 18th in Chicago, 19th in Joliet, 20th in Elk Grove Village, or 22nd in Hickory Hills. Get full event details and info on all of Schneider's new and improved driving opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
It was a clubhouse in disarray after that point. Although we did great. Yeah, we did great. It was just, you know, it's always a little, you know, players versus the front office. But I think just because of the way it was handled, that, you know, a lot of the guys that were outspoken are no longer there.
That's former White Sox Jimmy Rollins from Giants camp today talking about the Adam LaRoche situation in the White Sox clubhouse in spring training last year. Rollins is currently with the Giants hoping to win a job as a backup infielder. Other news and notes here for baseball. Theo Epstein, team president for the Chicago Cubs, joins Spiegel and Parkins tomorrow morning right here on The Score at 10 o'clock. Kyle Schwarber was cleared earlier today by doctors to play catcher. He will get some work behind the plate this spring. St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery and miss the 2017 season. The Rangers and Mike Napoli have a one-year $8.5 million deal with a one-year team option in place. Napoli was in Arizona today for a physical that should become official tomorrow. In the NBA, the Bulls, they're off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break. Dwayne Wade and Nikola Mirotic may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes today valued the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. And elsewhere in the NBA this evening, if you're interested, Indiana plays at Cleveland. Early game, Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday, and the Bears have signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with the Score. Join the Score Saturday from 2 to 4 for a meet and greet with Chicago Bears Zach Miller. Then stay for a Score broadcast from 4 to 8 p.m. live from the Toyota Sports Corner. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, this is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's 5 o'clock. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome to Bernstein and Goff. We are here until 6 o'clock. And when I say we are here specifically at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place in the Toyota Sports Corner.
And that's exactly right.
All right. There's so many great... What?
What are we talking about?
We're on the air.
I know. And what are you talking about?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? How can you just come up and start talking?
I'm wondering what you're talking about. 67 to 7.
Oh, you're hammered. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're
right. Okay, all right.
Shut up.
Yeah, you should have just said you were hammered. You're not hammered? You're hammered.
I've had some beers.
Yeah. You look like you've had some beers.
I've had a couple of cocktails.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Is that all that's happened in the last 4 hours?
Well, we started out with some basketball talk, and there's been a lot of baseball talk, and we had baseball guests, we had a basketball guest, and what else? What else have we done?
That's about it.
And I hit a toddler in the face with a squishy ball.
Yes, you did. You almost hit another one just now.
Yeah, well, he had it coming.
Yeah, well, come on. Look at the kid. He looks like an intimidating man.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we talked about the $2.5 billion valuation by Forbes magazine of those Chicago Bulls to start off with.
And how many questions that number answers. And the fact that it increased over last year's number. That they're a $2.5 billion business.
Yeah, and you look at the Warriors being right there ahead of them, and you think about the Warriors' recent success and also the arena that they are building that is just absolutely state-of-the-art across that bridge, on the other side of that bridge. If you're a Bulls fan and you're asking yourself why or how or what's going to happen, nothing really needs to happen if you're raking in the dough and you're still valued as one of the top five franchises in basketball and one of the top franchises in sports in terms of brand. I mean, Jordan was a long time ago, 1998, and they're still eating off of Michael Jordan.
We've been talking also about Jake Arrieta, and apparently, you know, after there was some of his post-election comments had maybe changed the people's opinion of him in some regard in some very charged times. And then you had mentioned also that he appeared unhappy that he and Miguel Montero aren't allowed to dress rookies like girls because that's apparently something important to them. Well, you might find this interesting as well. Our guy Mark Gonzalez just posted this.
Okay.
Said, pitcher Jake Arrieta attended his son's oral surgery on the same day his teammates were honored at the White House last month. But the Cubs pitcher praised former President Barack Obama for his kind words. He said, I watched it. I would have loved to have been there. I was by Cooper's side when he had that tooth cut out from his mouth. He handles the dentist better than I do. I gave him a lot of credit for that. But it was very cool to see Obama up there saying great things about myself and a lot of my teammates. It was very cool to be honored. Arrieta was especially impressed by Obama's humble demeanor, especially after Cubs President Theo Epstein issued a pardon for Obama, a White Sox fan. He said, I think what's cool about Obama is he's got a great sense of humor. He's able to laugh at himself and brush off negative criticism, and that's something we have to do a lot, as well as to be able to do that and get some smiles on the fans' faces.
Good for him. He didn't take the Tom Brady route, where Tom Brady is telling his New England Six to not bring politics into this, but right. Tom Brady just happened to go shopping the couple of times that he was supposed to go see Barack Obama. So I think his stance has changed up a little bit.
Why is Tom Brady still top of mind? Why is everything I get, all the news feed stuff we get, the Total Sports Prep and all the stuff that's sent out every day, why is Tom Brady all over it? What's going on?
It's Tom Brady.
But I've had enough of
him. We talk about the slow time, whatever you may deem it to be. I mean, sports is sports. There's a lot of stories out there. But nationally, for the people who still want to cover or who still have to cover the NFL, Tom Brady and his political or apolitical thoughts are top of mind for a lot of people.
But just in general, I'm so saturated with Tom. He's not interesting.
Not at all. There aren't very, very many quarterbacks who are.
There's so many words devoted to Tom Brady, and he's just not interesting. He tries to not be interesting.
Yeah, I guess. He's got a weekly radio show in Boston. I wonder what that's like. I mean, he's got to loosen up a little bit.
And for that, you suck.
It's not that.
It's not.
But no.
Are you
but,
sure?
But
he doesn't do "and for that,
no,
you suck."
I'm sure. And nor does he do sports spurts or.
Did you picture him rolling in with the carts?
The card table of cards. The folding table. Right. Of cards.
He's got this. He's got a way he does radio.
Yeah. Exactly. He's waiting. He's still waiting for Terry to beat his ass. No one's showing up. Tom Brady's waiting for Terry. I'm gonna serve you up, old man. And no one comes into the studio to fight him.
Knocks over all the garbage cans.
Matt and Lawrence are racing to beat him up every single day. Wait a minute, that's not Tom
Brady. The 847 texter says, Dan, my wife wants to see Manchester by the Sea. Should I sit this one out? Yes.
You told people that it's a work of art, though.
It is. It's a.
So why are you deeming that people can't handle it?
It's a fantastic movie that is a miserable experience.
Well, let them experience it, then.
No.
If it's fantastic.
He asked me.
Speaking of a miserable experience, I finally took the bait and watched This Is Us last night with the lady. Dude, so many levels of uncomfortable.
Really?
In 1 hour. And I'm like...
Was it just a great big front
piece? No, it wasn't. No. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. It was just... And actually, there is a great big fat person in the show, but it just... It was draining, like every, and you know, we're watching it on DVR, so there's not even like a 2 or 3 minute commercial break where you're like, you know, and I'm not that dude. I don't let things like that get to me, but I'm watching it. And I'm like,
was this before or after having some of the Cameron Hughes Lot 607?
This was after.
Okay.
This was after.
Because that's
I enjoyed myself with that.
That's kind of a buzzkill, though.
It really was. Yeah. It really like I got a glass and a half in. I'm like, you know what? I like this, and it's being ruined by what's on. And not even ruined. It's not even ruined. It's an actually good show. There's no happiness. There's a father who's going through chemotherapy, and he doesn't want anybody to nurse him. There's a big lady who doesn't want to be big anymore, and she's trying to marry another big fat person, and he's weird, and they don't want to talk about her father's death, and this guy calls off the wedding like right before they walk into her brother's play, and there's a brother who was adopted by this white family, and he's like the workaholic, and he's all weirded out because he's an achiever, and if he doesn't, he's got all the stresses of the world on his shoulders, and he like breaks down and cries, and it's like, my God, like somebody.
Here's your problem.
Give me the Three Stooges or something like right now.
What you said before about also voraciously consuming news, because we're living in a national emergency. We're living in an ongoing national emergency. I need everything else to be escapism right now. I think it's exacerbated by the fact that we're living in an ongoing, seeming pot of swirling chaos all the time, and I just
there's no downtime from the downtime.
Like you say, I could sit and watch SpongeBob for an hour and a half.
I actually watched SpongeBob for the first time last night.
It's awesome
for the first time.
You've never seen SpongeBob?
No. And he was.
I'm kind of sad. My son's over it. My daughter never got into it. And she totally skipped it. There was a while where he would sit and just I would listen to him laugh, and the craziest out loud is what we used outbursts. To call his real laugh. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. that 6-year-old or 7-year-old
somebody snatched it out of you
laugh. Yeah. That is just it just for me that was like a drug hearing that, and I would love to just sort of watch him watch that.
Yeah, we couldn't sleep, and you know the TV was on, and SpongeBob for some. Oh yeah, because Nick at Night has like those Friends reruns and Fresh Prince reruns, and sometimes we fall asleep to those. But yeah, I watched my first SpongeBob episode last night.
It's great.
I'm getting. Oh, dude, it was funny as hell.
Yeah,
like, I enjoyed it.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
So,
but something there'll be something else by the time he's you know 3 or 4.
Good.
Like there's some new show coming out called like Bunsen the Great or something like that. Brunson the Great or
Rick Brunson?
Broat the Great or something. I'm going to look it up right now. They've got like these new and improved shows that I got to keep up with or else my kid's going to think I'm lame. He probably is going to think
no matter
anyway.
What, your kid is going to think you're lame. So my night last night was I'm like, oh, I'm going to get tacos delivered. And I call the place that delivers tacos and the guy that takes the orders usually wasn't there. And the cook picked up and he doesn't speak any English. So I fall back on my very rusty Spanish. He was with me. My guy, rusty Spanish, came over and interpreted
can't
for me.
Can't be lobbing him to yourself.
Yeah, I can. It's
can't
like it's like a volleyball yourself. Serve.
No.
And I got the order taken care of. We got the address. We got it all set. I got 3 tongue tacos con todo and some rice and beans, the whole thing. And then the order never arrives.
That's a bad feeling.
And then I call and. The first guy hung up because I think it was like the cleaning crew or something. And then I called again and then it kept ringing and I'm like, all right, this is shot. And it was past the, so everybody else in the house is asleep.
But don't
so,
you go, don't you so, go wait, somewhere else
just wait,
food-wise
wait.
For that?
So I leave because I know the other taco stand that I go to is open. So it's a couple blocks away. The one at, Western and Addison.
Okay. All right.
It's the same company, just the other one delivers. So I go to that one. I get 3 steak tacos. Rice and beans and guacamole and chips. And I sit there and I eat it. And as I'm leaving, my phone rings. It's my wife, bleary. Did you order food? I said, yeah, it never arrived.
Is she calling from the panic room? No, why does she said, sound like that?
She just woke up.
I know. But...
And I said, yeah, the food never came. And she goes, it just got here. It was like an hour and 40 minutes.
So did you, I mean... I gotta ask this. I don't mean to be gross, but did you move that before you consumed the next batch?
No, I doubled up. There's no way.
And she still slept in the same bed with you?
I was all good. I was all good. I ended up eating 6 tacos, 2 orders of rice, 2 orders of beans.
You
and oh man.
You know, shout out to your knee surgery and your workout regimen and your metabolism because you know, for a guy who can't wait to make fun of big fat people, you eat like a big fat person.
No, I just eat a lot.
There's, what?
There's some large people that don't eat very much at all.
No,
it's just the way their body regulates
things differently.
See, that's
the thing. The big people that I know kill food. Like, I don't know those big people who are like, I have no idea. I eat a rice cake and a glass of water and I gain 20. No, the people I know are double appetizer, entree, 2 dessert people.
Entree 3000.
Not Entree 3000.
Dean
clown.
In Geneseo is on the score.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
I'm listening to your conversation about your kids, and I'm at where you're going to be right now. I've got a freshman in college and a sophomore in high school, and if you occasionally you'll be kind of funny or cool, usually when you're giving them money. For whatever they have to do that they couldn't earn on their own. And my kids, like, would overdose some days, and I just let them do it, especially if my wife wasn't around, on SpongeBob, or there's another cartoon called The Regular Show that I hated worse. I kind of got to like SpongeBob, especially as they got older and didn't want to watch it. But when they belly laugh and they're just about ready to pee their pants or pass pop through their nose or whatever, so that is the best, and don't ever wish those times away. That is fantastic stuff. But I remember everything you guys were just talking about, but now it's like I'm just picking my kid up from basketball practice, but he'll have his license in a few months, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, you missed the kid, right?
What's that?
You missed the kid in him, right?
Yeah. But it comes out every once in a while. I mean, when they're together, and now it's basically about memes. If they're finding somebody that's getting slapped on or smacked down or laughed at, they will just roll.
Dean's kids are on World Star Hip Hop, just laughing in the background as some poor woman gets beat down.
Thanks, Dean.
Appreciate it, Dean.
Yeah, and I know what he's talking about, that little moment where you see the kid in there again, you know?
Well, right now, all I see is a poop fart slob machine. Terry, pretty much.
Hey, buddy, I'm right here.
My kid is Terry Bors.
makes funny noises.
Yeah, dude, that's it now. Like,
it can't do anything for itself and makes funny noises.
he's kicking out noises. He's got this weird slobbering thing going on where it's like teeth aren't coming yet, so why are you drooling all the time? And, you know, that's about it. But, no, he's my guy. So, yeah, I got to get up on all the hip snacks and the hip shows and, you know. By the way, that Seinfeld rejoin that Tanny put together, that's another show that I still haven't seen a full episode of.
This guy from the 586, he goes, if you live near there, you got to try Pie High on Western. Dude, you don't think I know about that? I don't know about that place. They're also, those
Bernsie
guys.
Knows about all the black market Mexican spots.
That's not Mexican. No, that's Mediterranean. Okay. Middle Eastern, Lebanese stuff. And they also have a wood-burning pizza oven. They're also huge fans of this station.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know until I went in one night. They're big. Big score guys.
And pardon my ignorance, but what, culinary-wise, what's the difference between Mediterranean food and
it just depends
Indian
how it's,
food?
Oh, Indian food?
Yeah.
Oh, very different.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like onions and curry.
Oh, the level of the spice level.
Because I don't believe I've had Mediterranean food.
Middle Eastern food, or so it depends how they apply the term Mediterranean, but Middle Eastern food is much more mild than Indian. Indian's got some very specific curries. You start talking about bindi masala and garam masala and tikka masala
tomorrow,
and Rogan Josh and Vindaloo, and those are, that's, but every once in a while you got to do yourself some Indian, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had that bad experience in Hyde Park, and I never went back.
No, I will take you to Devon.
Okay. You sent me to that one place where I had to take my shoes off.
Korean
barbecue?
Sansuk Apsan.
Yeah. I get in there. There's ladies screaming at me.
Yeah, they
got to take my shoes off. They're throwing cans of Coke at me. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
There's serious women there.
She pretty much was like, you cook your own meal. You pay when you leave. And I'm like, well, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you going to do?
Laying down
here?
The laws, what they're like, doing.
I mean, I got no problem going somewhere and understanding that there's a certain amount of work that I'm going to have to do, but you didn't tell me that I had to work when I got
Look,
in there.
It's a food
I take
store.
The call in there. She's like, take your shoes off. And I'm like, all right, it's a stick up.
Just let the food storm begin and let it wash over you. And you leave reeking wood smoke.
But the thing is, you didn't tell me.
I didn't.
Okay. You did need to tell me.
I said Korean barbecue. I thought you kind
of... No, I thought I'd go in there. All of a sudden, there's a brother named Tyrone in the back making Korean barbecue.
Nope. Not how it works. Not how it works. All right. If you are caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, right now, you win a seat at the Charity Poker Championship. It is a week from tomorrow, Thursday, February 23rd, and it is presented by Raymond James, and we are going to be playing poker to raise money for kids with cancer and leukemia. Caller 10 if you are lucky. At some point, we're going to actually be giving away a high roller seat as well before this begins. That's a $675 value. But to get your ticket, to make sure you have your spot, go to onestepcamp.org. We've got another one that we're going to give away before 6 o'clock from the Auto Show today on The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They better get a knock-it-out-of-the-park deal. They have nothing else. His trade value is like Michael Jordan high compared to the guys around him. Jimmy has nobody around him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Floyd Mayweather has a ton of money. But the old adage is no boxer walks out of the ring for the final time. And whether it's the ring or the octagon or the hexagon, the fact is it appears as though he's on a course to fight Conor McGregor in a boxing match. And look, he'll be a prohibitive favorite. He's as good in the art of the sweet science as anybody who's ever laced up the boxing gloves. And Conor McGregor is a good striker for a mixed martial artist, not for a boxer. But what, in fact, is the upside to Floyd Mayweather? Money? Already has it. Fame? Already has it. What's the downside? At some point, you become Billie Jean King looking for a man to play tennis again. At some point, you're wrestling a bear. The point is that while Floyd Mayweather has every right to collect the nine-figure check that he may collect when this thing ultimately happens, what in fact other than money is the upside? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
Introducing Reynolds Heat and Eat Containers, a great alternative to plastic lunch containers. Replace your plastic today.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
When you're done, just throw it away. No need to clean. New Reynolds Heat and Eat Containers. They're plant-based and disposable, so your meal is worry-free.
Make it, take it, heat it, eat it, toss it out tomorrow, repeat it.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, Mattress Firm is having its big President's Day sale where no one sells for less. You can save up to $500 store-wide on some of their best brands.
They're calling it the President's Day sale because it runs through Monday. And one thing you get is free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base. You got to get that adjustable base with 0% APR for 72 months. Also, you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. So this is a great opportunity to get a great mattress. I can tell you it's great because I have it.
Well, Dan, 72 months, if I'm not mistaken, that's 6 years. Normally, we're telling people 5 years. So they extended that out one more year for the President's Day sale. And as you've always said, maybe there's a mattress you're looking at and you think, well, that's kind of out of my budget. But now it's a 72 months, 0% APR financing. And if you look at it price per night, maybe it works out for you. And if you try it, you can't pass it up.
Yeah, I'm not great at math.
No, you're not.
When you start thinking about, okay, there's this number of days in 6 years, is 2,000 days, and this is how much per day, and what is a dollar going to be worth 6 years from now? You factor in inflation.
A dime.
And then you realize, wait a second, I, of course, if asked, I would pay this to sleep in this, if asked each day. And it gives you some perspective for what it's worth.
All right, so here's what you do. You go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, you get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And if you love social media, get all the information you need from social media through Mattress Firm on their Facebook account, Twitter, and Instagram. They'll give you everything from bedtime tips to promotions you don't want to miss out on. But right now, do not miss out on the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CDL Class A drivers ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Tonight, join the Score's David Schuster for Bud Light's Talkin' Bulls with Taj Gibson from 7 to 8 at the Ogden, 1659 West Ogden in Chicago. Come meet Chicago Bull Taj Gibson for an autograph. Get the inside scoop on the team and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland. About a half hour from now, limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. We start with some baseball news. Kyle Schwarber met team doctors today. He was cleared to play catcher. He will work some behind the plate this spring, work him in as the third catcher in the rotation. Theo Epstein will talk about that and more, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. He joins the Spiegel and Parkin show at 10 o'clock. Other news in baseball, St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery and miss the 2017 season. The Rangers and Mike Napoli, once again, they have a deal in place. It's a one-year, $8.5 million deal with a one-year team option. Napoli was in Arizona today for a physical, and that deal should be official tomorrow. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Boston tomorrow before the All-Star break. Dwayne Wade and Nico Mirotic may play. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes announced today the value of the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA, if you're interested this evening, Indiana plays at Cleveland. Early game, Atlanta takes on Clippers in a late game. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. And one NFL note for you, the Bears, your Bears. They've signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
You know what? This It's On is going to be sad because it's the ghost of basketball past, where two guys who used to work out together in the summers with Rob McClanahan and two guys who were thought to be the most athletic point guards we had ever seen facing off tonight as the Knicks and Derrick Rose go up against the Thunder and Russell Westbrook. Sad to say, one guy is still that person and the other guy is just holding on for dough right now, seemingly.
Careful, man. Don't hit the baby.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to hit
your
baby.
She just gave you the look.
She did. She's like, hey, don't mess around. I'm sorry.
She could have dropped the baby.
No,
would be worse than me hitting a toddler.
I wasn't
trying
to hit your baby. I apologize. By the way, those double strollers are contagious, so keep those over there, because once you're around them, then all of a sudden your lady gets super fertile.
The early game is Pacers-Cavs. I'm surprised that you weren't interested in that.
I am, because, you know, you got Paul George against LeBron James, yeah. But... That Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose thing, that was supposed to be something for a decade at least. You had one guy in one conference, the other guy in the other conference. Hopefully they'd match up in the finals because the Thunder were on the same kind of trajectory as those young Bulls seemingly, but whew.
You're still burying the lead of the prime watch of the night.
Then give it to me then.
Maryland at Northwestern. Don't give me It's a top 25 team.
I understand.
Learning how to play at least one more game without his leading scorer, who's suffering from an enlarged spleen due to mononucleosis, and they've got another opportunity to solidify their tournament resume at home in front of that raucous crowd.
I understand. And Melo Trimble in his ninth year of eligibility. I understand.
Still there and not getting any better.
No, he isn't.
Unfortunately, a once believed to be a mid-first round pick is now sliding away.
He will go the way of Omar Cook, his summer league legend.
Omar Cook.
No.
Or who was the little point guard from Syracuse? Hart. Last name was Hart. Same thing, like in the pre-draft camp. You saw like, oh, man.
Kevin?
No, wasn't that little?
I don't have a name for you right now.
Darn it! I mean, I have to look it up now.
Little point guard. I'm not thinking of Jerry McNamara.
I'm not thinking of Jerry McNamara.
It's Barry Rosner. It's Barry.
Are you on the radio?
Hey,
no.
Marginally. only nominally.
Yeah.
Where's Mike North?
Where's Mike North? No, he's not here. He's doing other things
for like a decade.
Talking about.
Right, right now we're doing a segment called It's On.
What you're doing is encouraging people to come over here and do this, which they have been doing.
What are you doing?
we're talking on the radio.
Barry. I'm on the radio!
What?
Stop, Barry.
What? See,
people are gonna think that this is okay to do.
Like the drunken woman before.
Yeah, we had a drunk lady earlier, Barry. You should have been here for that. Fellas, back at the lab, what's happening with you guys tonight, TV-wise?
Well, I'll be here until midnight, so the TV I'm watching will be a no-gooda for me.
It'll be regular definition,
you know what?
Stretched out basketball.
I watched Tosh last night, though, with the drone guy who caught his wife cheating on him with the drone. And it was pretty intense. A big 6'7" man catches his wife cheating on him in a CVS parking lot with his drone after 18 years of sweet, sweet marriage. So thank you for that. I've been watching Tosh for years. I kind of gave up on it a couple of seasons ago. So thanks for that, Shep. Chris, what do you got?
Yesterday we were talking about shows you can't watch with your kids in the room, and this is one of them. It's on my DVR from Sunday. I'm going to see if I still like watching The Walking Dead as the mid-season premiere of Season 7 sitting there on the DVR tonight. So
that's not exactly old feel-good watch either. I watched like the first season and a half of that, and I just...
And you stopped after that?
Yeah, it was in the Atlanta transition too. Like I was
everything Atlanta was a little.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't do it. I remember those highways and byways, and I remember those talking to those zombies every day. So couldn't do it.
Thanks to the texters who found out this the point guard is Jason Hart.
Oh, I know Jason Hart.
Syracuse
number 5. Yeah,
His career was Milwaukee Bucks, Asheville Altitude, Spurs, Macedonicus,
State Farm,
Spurs, Bobcats, Kings, Clippers, Jazz, Clippers, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Hornets, T-Wolves.
State Farm.
Not after that. That's a career.
It's not a career. It's 10 days followed by other 10 days.
So?
Followed by other 10 days. That's hey. Not a... That does not a career make. He enjoys playing basketball and flying to different places.
He better, right? What do you do? I fly around a lot.
That's all it is. All right. Well, it's on right here for you on the Bernstein.
And is this right? Apparently, Cavs Pacers has Dave Pasch, Bill Walton, and Dick Vitale on the call.
Oh, yeah. They're doing the old switcheroo where the pro guys will call a college game. You know what else is on?
The pro guys are like, why are they so slow?
Yeah, why can't anybody make a shot? Yeah. Virginia is playing someone tonight, too.
Duke.
ACC team. Yeah, Virginia Duke tonight as well.
Yeah, let's fuck it up, Kenny. Let's go.
He gets to see Grayson Allen against one of those Virginia teams that likes to take the air out of the ball. So, yeah, there's some things out there for you now.
There you go. Things. When we come back, I have a thing for you. And that is a seat at the poker event that is a week from tomorrow. So keep it here. You don't want to miss this. You got to be listening if you want to win. And I believe Barry Rosner's here because he's coming up next.
But I hope so. I was wondering.
Or he's just wandering around because Joe Ostrowski's here, too. I would imagine it is Barry and Joe coming up when we get done. We'll say hello to them, too, next on The Score.
Spring training is finally here, Cubs fans. But this upcoming season is very different. This season, your team is the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Let's talk spring training, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Outstanding customer service. Here are the comments from Robert about his recent experience refinancing.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good, his home. With Kevin, who's one of David's top loan officers. He said, Kevin was so easy to work with. He answered all my questions. It made me feel great about the whole process. Ross was just as thorough and professional. And then we got the loan processed and closed in 3 weeks. I've talked to my friends. They said that was unbelievable. So thank you for having the most professional staff I've ever worked with. So if you or somebody you know would like to receive the same outstanding customer service as Robert did when you refinance your mortgage, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. But he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 1918.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
Maybe the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's play some cards.
And you can if you are caller 10 to the contest line. 312-591-6700.
The contest line.
Yes, not the regular line. People are getting better about that. Well, now I think they've got it locked up. But the contest line. And if you're caller 10, you're going to get the $275 value, because that's a seat. And that's still, for a World Series of Poker play-in, a relatively low price. If you are looking to join us that evening and you are an experienced player, you know, at a place where the grand prize is worth 10 grand, that is an easy buy-in for some. You can do the high roller. Still got a couple seats left at high roller for $675 and $75 for a spectator seat. Come on out, man, and play and win and help the kids.
Like you said, have your weekly game, and all you guys ante up, and whoever wins that weekly game, you put it up for one person and they jump in.
Right, you got 8 guys, you split the cost, you buy the seat, and then the winner ends up grabbing that seat, so you make your game a play-in to the play-in for the World Series of Poker. But it's going to be a fabulous night. It's a week from tomorrow, and I advise everybody, for all the information and for the remaining tickets, to go to onestepcamp.org, to go to the pinned tweet on my Twitter feed, @Dan_Bernstein, or just go to @MidwestPoker, and they've got all that info.
Cool.
So, were we talking to those guys or no?
Nah, they don't like us.
I thought we were.
Nah, it's okay. Joe and Barry are doing their things. You know, don't worry about it. They're good. They're getting their show ready. Don't look at them. Well, they don't want to talk. I wouldn't want to talk. No, Barry's going to be angry. Barry's going to come over here. Barry's going to be mad. You're asking for whatever is about to happen here with Barry.
I don't see any mics here anywhere.
Okay.
You see mics set up. You see two mics set up?
No, I didn't. But
this is why you don't. This is why you don't ask him. He was over there talking to his partner, getting ready for his damn show.
No, we weren't getting ready for the show.
No, you weren't getting ready for the show.
I guarantee you, they're talking about betting lines.
Barry and Joe? No.
Yes, they were talking about odds and betting lines and golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Barry's always picking Joe's brain, because if you notice, and if you listen to the stuff that Joe does, he's got a podcast where he understands like how to bet stuff and why.
Joe's got a beautiful betting mind.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah, you follow him on Twitter on a random college football Saturday. You can get some things in the second half.
Is that Ron Coomer? Are you Ron Coomer?
No, that's not Ron Coomer.
That's half a Ron Coomer.
It looks like Ron Coomer.
That's shrunken.
What
run.
Have you guys been up to?
Shrunken full hawk run.
Just
Cooper.
Throwing baseballs at kids' faces.
Yeah, we have these little squishy balls, and there was this adorable 3-year-old.
That's how he kicked the day off.
I threw it at him.
Did you hit him in the face?
Right
yes.
in the eye.
Attaboy.
In the right eye.
That's it. You gotta bounce those, Dan. Have you forgotten what it's like to have little kids?
Not this kid. He took it right in the face, and Burnsy's laughing. The kid gets angry, fires it back at Burnsy.
He threw it back like
it was
four
weird.
Times.
And he threw it back harder than you threw it.
Of course. Way harder.
Of course.
He was trying to take my head off.
It was a man's man that he threw that thing at. The only thing that was stopping him from getting his ass beat by a toddler was this little barricade that we have right here. And we talked to a drunk lady. Earlier as well.
Who stormed the show and decided that she was just going to walk right up here and start talking to the microphone.
Anyone bring you donuts or anything?
No.
Well,
no. Jason bought a pound of fudge.
A pound of fudge.
That's the movie. That's the new documentary.
All that and a pound of fudge.
Yeah, it's Ryba's Fudge Shop, and they have these little, you know, these bars. That
little?
$11 a pound. I'm not going to eat the whole thing.
You did pretty good, though.
Yeah, I did all right. And we've just been throwing baseballs at people. Making fun of people's, you know, spouses, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We did a lot of that, making fun of their children, their spouses, and trying to move some merchandise here.
Yeah, that's about it. You know, tasing people. You know, our promotion staff is now our security.
Taser.
Yeah, who would want to mess with these two young men right here? I mean, I believe they bench at least a good $135 a few times.
What are you, Michael Kopech all of a sudden?
Right, I'm just saying.
Who would you bench?
We got high-class security over here. You guys will have it for a few hours as well.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with that. I'm entirely comfortable.
Joe put in some work. Joe's got that hidden rage that you know, comes out every once in a while. So if anybody gets out of line, these are our people, though. These are a lot.
They
of,
are.
I don't see anybody.
A lot of bearded.
There's no one standing here.
No.
Who are your people?
Not these young boys right here. No. Not those
there's
guys.
A little bit of football news. It's some texters say the Jets have released tackle Ryan Clady.
Well, he's
30
done.
Years old.
He's been done for a while now. He's been hurt and bad.
Yeah,
for
but you
a
know
while.
A name. People, if it's a name I recognize. Bears have to get name I recognize.
No, Ryan Clady's donezo. He's finished. I thought you were going to say they released somebody of some consequence. They got a defensive end, defensive tackle glut right now that they got to figure out at some point.
Speaking of the Bears, I came to two conclusions today.
What's that?
As I went out on my run today, I came to two conclusions.
That they're no good?
that
your feet hurt?
That my hip is really bad still. Right. And no, that wasn't one of them, although that's a fair point. I decided trading with Bill Belichick is as bad an idea as trading with Theo Epstein. That's one. And two is, if I were Bill Belichick, I don't know that I'd be gambling that much more that Tom Brady is not going to get hurt again. I would be keeping Jimmy Garoppolo.
Or they like Jacoby Brissett better than we think they do.
Yep. You just never know. Whatever they decide to do, I assume it's going to screw somebody else.
They're going
to
be right, and everybody else
exactly.
is going to be wrong.
Exactly. That's just my point.
That caught some bricks, though. I mean, the Chad Ochocinco and what they did with Richard Seymour. He had a couple of years left. I mean,
they don't make too many mistakes.
They don't. Don't get me wrong, but Bill Belichick has had his transaction faux pas where he's let somebody go. They were looking for a defensive player for a while, for a couple of years there, and they finally found a couple of them. They traded one in Jamie Collins, but yeah, I don't know that Ryan Pace is on that level where he can play poker.
Why did they sitting at a table right. with Bill Belichick?
Right. Why did they allow 2 weeks for the franchise tag period? Because really, isn't it just a yes or no? Either you are going to do it. Why allow 2 weeks of gamesmanship just to try to send messages to teams or jerk guys around?
Oh. Joe?
I have no idea.
No, I don't really understand that.
Like,
would you make up your mind and you can say, yeah, either we're doing this or we're not? It doesn't seem fair to anybody. I'm not sure who has an advantage by making it a 2-week process when you don't really have to declare until the very end of that 2 weeks.
I always assume that every time period that the NFL includes is all about having that window for them to be in the news every single day.
Talk.
I mean, they have periods for certain things that make no sense whatsoever.
The 48-hour tampering period is weird as hell. It's like, all right, you can't really sign here, but you can actually tamper and flirt with guys.
And every agent's talking to the media.
Shut
it down. Talking to the media.
You got Lovey showing up at 12:01 on Julius Peppers' doorstep. Yes. Yeah.
If Brady is close to what he was last year, why is Jimmy Garoppolo staying there?
That's the thing.
That's the other part of it.
Joe, they share the same agent, too. So at some point, don't you ask your agent, like, yo, I don't want to meddle here, but how long is this dude?
I'm entitled to know the scoop on this.
So it might be get something for him instead of nothing.
We'll see.
I believe Brady will play as long as he wants to play, as long as he's healthy. But you know what? I mean, he's 39. I don't care how good a shape he is in, how well he takes care of himself. One hit, and you don't heal anymore. I don't care what kind of diet you got.
You're all healed up, Barry.
I get 500 things wrong with me. No, I mean, stuff just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
I don't care how good a shape he's in, and it's admirable what he's done. But I mean, doesn't there have to be some fear there on the part of Belichick? Or do you think he's just going to retire with Brady in 2 or 3 years?
Like
or something
Dan said,
like that?
Maybe they like Jacoby Brissett a lot more than we realize.
Could be.
Nope. All right. The finals are coming up next.
I know this. Whatever Belichick decides, someone else is going to pay a heavy price and probably get screwed.
I'd like to see the post-Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era.
I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
No, he's
not. They go out together?
Yeah. Okay. Our guests today were Jen Langosch, Matt Weiner, Bruce Levine, and our engineer was Matt Pullman.
I'm going to miss you terribly when you're off the air.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Pat Manhattan. What's up, Pat?
What was he eating?
Yeah.
Everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sports Pope. Do whatever he wants.
At the Score Studios, Nick Shepkowski.
Well, they said number 6, and so I thought he said Felicio, too. It was so loud in here.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you can't even hear yourself think.
By that time, everybody was in their car. Beep, beep.
Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time? I don't know. He's still got star Tim McMahon and everything. I don't know.
It went from Tom Brady to Jim McMahon. There's at least like 95 guys you could probably mention before Jimmy Mack, but our guy Bob from Niles. Gracing us with his presence.
We will grace the Toyota Sports Corner with our presence.
Something like that, I guess.
Tomorrow. We're going to be right back here with all kinds of more fun and games.
So bring your one-eyed kids and we can throw a baseball at the other one.
Nice, your Cyclops children. Cyclopean children.
Cyclops kids get in for free right here at the auto show. I don't know if that's real, but we'll throw a baseball at you.
Yeah, but I don't want to throw it at the Cyclops kid because then they're in real trouble. And I was like, that's all I have.
And in the land of the Cyclops kid is the one-eyed toddler king.
All right, well, you got to go.
Jason got into the schnapps apparently. Joe and Barry are coming up next. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
DVR or video on demand or even stream live TV. Anything I want to watch is available right there on my smartphone with that Xfinity TV app. The app is free and the service is included in your subscription. So there's no extra money to pay. It's all there for you. I use it all the time on the train going back and forth from the city. So if you love entertainment on the go, right now you can get Xfinity TV and internet with a choice of HBO or Showtime for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. And for a limited time, get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. But hurry, this offer ends March 21st, so don't wait. Call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. Remember, get that $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes, to catch a killer...
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside...
Oh, God!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're gonna take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, the Miracles.